The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Now, while lockdowns have been hard on everyone, people with eating disorders have been particularly badly affected. Doctors and advocacy groups have both reported big increases in the numbers of people coming forward for treatment over the last 10 or 11 months. However, they've consistently faced problems getting the help they need, and it has now emerged that no new funding was provided to a crucial treatment plan last year. Well, our reporter Paul O'Donoghue joins us now. He's been looking into this matter for us. Paul, can you tell us more about this plan?
Sure, Cairns. So at the start of 2018, the HSE launched a plan to overhaul how eating disorders are treated in Ireland, but there have been consistent funding problems. In 2018, 1.5 million euro was allocated to the plan, but just over 100,000 euro was actually spent. In 2019, 1.6 million was allocated, but no money was actually spent that year.
God, that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable. It's just incredible how money has consistently been allocated to the plan but not spent. The HSE has confirmed now that it actually did not allocate any new money to the programme last year. So this means that almost no money has been spent developing eating disorder treatment services over the last 3 years despite this plan being launched. I spoke to a woman who suffers from anorexia, and she was telling me about how the lack of services mean that people are actually prioritised for treatment based on their body mass index, which is just kind of like a rough measurement that measures your weight against your height.
Yeah,
it's a fairly crude measurement. And Shauna, and just to note that we've changed her name to protect her identity, she says the lack of services are incredibly difficult to deal with.
You're always on waiting lists. You're always told that there's someone else who's worse than you. I remember when I first met a psychiatrist, they were explaining that my BMI was not low enough and that they had someone else who had a BMI of, you know, I don't want to name numbers in case it affects someone else, but that they had someone else with a BMI that was, you know, two less than me, and that that person needed treatment more acutely. So I guess it's not surprising that we have to wait a bit longer or indefinitely. And there just doesn't seem to be any sort of firm commitment, I guess, from the HSE when it comes to eating disorder services.
So what kind of impact does that have on you when you come up against something like that and you find that you're not able to access these specialist services?
Yeah, I think it just sort of plays into the eating disorder in that you make yourself feel that you're not as bad as other people every time that you get turned away from someone, whether or not it's for this reason. You always feel that it's because you're not sick enough, or you still can lose more weight. And so I could almost forgive the HSE if it was simply a case of, I mean, people are already stretched and the HSE budgets are already stretched, but it's sort of the illogical nature of the way in which they carry out their funding at the moment, because the way in which the system is at the moment, it's only going to serve people getting worse, and for the treatment to, in the end, need to be more severe and costs more in the long run, I guess.
Yeah, Shauna there, who, as you said, Paul, has anorexia, suffers with anorexia. Like, it's quite obvious, like, that feeling of being ignored. And it's worth reiterating those figures again. About, what, 3.1 million allocated over the space of 2 years, and 137 grand odd is all that was spent. Like, what do healthcare staff have to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, any of the healthcare staff who I've spoken to, they've been extremely frustrated with the progress or lack thereof of the plan. Under the plan, 16 eating disorder treatment hubs are meant to be set up across Ireland. But since 2018, just three have actually opened. These hubs are estimated to cost about €1 million each to set up. But as just €3 million was allocated in 2018 and 2019, and now there's been no money allocated in 2020, that means that the plan it's really a long, long way off target. I talked to Dr. Caroline Maher. She was speaking on behalf of the Irish College of Psychiatrists. While the HSE hasn't put any strict timeline on the plan, she was saying that doctors had expected the hubs to be rolled out over 5 years.
The figures are really clear. I mean, they basically show that it costs about €1 million to set up one of the specialist teams. We need 16 specialist teams throughout the country. And therefore, that's 16 million at the end of the 5-year programme. For 2020, we didn't receive any funding at all. I think it's very clear that the HSC does not prioritise eating disorders. People even now who are going to their community mental health teams will find that there isn't a full service is being able to be offered to them. So the importance of the Eating Disorder National Clinical Programme was that it was agreed by both the HSC and the College of Psychiatrists that this was an absolute priority, because otherwise people were going to continue to die. There's at least a 10% mortality at 10 years for people with anorexia, and mortality is also higher for binge eating disorder and bulimia nervosa because of the symptoms that accompany the eating disorders. And one of the most important things is that if the treatment is provided in this specialist way, that it really works.
So as it stands now then, what treatment is available in the public system?
So really there's been very little specialist eating disorder treatment publicly for anybody in Ireland to this point. And the majority of people would have been referred to their community mental health teams, where most of the clinicians would have either no experience at all in managing eating disorders and certainly would have had no training.
All right, Caroline Maher, the psychiatrist there, Paul. Look, there's this issue, obviously. There's this money being allocated, very little of it being spent, to the point that they didn't allocate any money then, as you said, in 2020. What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, one problem that has been flagged over and over again is that money that has been allocated to the plan and that's meant to be spent on the plan is actually spent elsewhere. It's used to shore up overspending or, you know, when budgets fall short in other parts of the health service. Fiona Coyle, she's the CEO of Mental Health Reform. She says this is part of a broader issue with mental health funding, where money that should be used for new services actually has to cover up spending overruns elsewhere.
Normally what happens on budget day that there's a commitment for new money, so money to develop much needed additional services. And very often what happens is that development funding is siphoned off to go into supporting existing services, which, you know, there may not have been enough money allocated for. So between 2012 and 2019, there was 265 million committed in various budgets to go towards developing new services, including eating disorders. But 20% of that money, so 50 million, actually went back into kind of supporting existing services. So we know what needs to be done, but there needs to be a plan with timelines put in place to ensure that, you know, we don't find ourselves in this situation again.
Yes, so like Fiona was saying there, the money unfortunately is just not being spent on the plan, despite the fact that it is being allocated to it. This means that many people like Shauna, the one we were speaking to earlier, it means that they're told to go into general mental health services where staff unfortunately just haven't been given the training that they really need to treat eating disorders. Shauna was actually advised to go into a general psychiatric unit by one of her doctors. But unfortunately, she said that was of no real use to her.
I was sort of at rock bottom at one point, and I was begging my psychiatrist for help. And one of the things she suggested was to go into a general psychiatric unit. She said that she thought it would help my case to get more specialized treatment. I had no meal supervision, no toilet supervision. I wasn't on bed rest. I was really just kind of left to my own devices. And I think, you know, hospital food at the best of times can be challenging for some people, but sometimes the food that was on offer wouldn't correspond to the plan that I had. And so I was really scared because I was actually losing more weight there than I was in the community. And it was just before the second lockdown. You know, it was voluntary. I wasn't sectioned. And as I said, I left because we were just about to go into the second lockdown and I was really, really afraid of being stuck there. One of the other frustrating things was that I never saw my psychiatrist while I was in there. So, you know, I was kind of asking the registrars, like, is this still the plan that if I try and stick it out in here that I can eventually get more specialized treatment somewhere else? And they had no idea of the plan. So it was just a very difficult stay. I understand that, you know, eating disorders, they require quite specialized services, but I don't really think that a general psychiatric unit is something that should be our sort of stopgap. And even now, I'm still trying to manage in the community. I'm not obviously in the hospital at the moment, but it's still being talked about with my psychiatrist as, well, it's the only other thing that we can do for you right now. And obviously after that first experience, it's not something I really want to do.
This might be a simplistic way of looking at it, Paul, but if someone is anorexia and then they end up in a general psychiatric unit and such is the level of care that they begin to lose weight, I mean, in my mind, they're just getting worse. I mean, it's like going to hospital and getting sicker. That's what Shauna has described. It beggars belief. I mean, what are the HSE saying about all of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, the HSE sent us a statement saying that development funding had to be paused, in their words, in 2020. Now, they have said that there is money available in 2021. So while no new funding was made available last year, they've said that there's €4 million that can be spent on the plan. And that's kind of encompasses some of the money that we were talking about earlier, the €3 million that was allocated and wasn't spent. So it says it has this money now, but we'll have to see if it actually does hire any specialist staff or open up any new hubs in 2021.
Yeah, or we'll have to see if there's another health overrun, I suppose, next year or the year after. And then they have to magic up the money, but they magic it by taking it away from services like this. Listen, Paul, thanks a million for looking into all of that for us. Paul O'Donoghue there, our own reporter. If anyone listening has been affected by this report, they can contact Bodywise, the National Eating Disorder Charity, on 01 210 7906, or you can download the HSE Eating Disorder Information mobile app. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. Stephen Donnelly will be along in a few minutes.